to others.
I mean, some people give more than others. Some people don't get implanted, while others get implanted more.
In other words, you're saying there's not equality.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you try to correct that and get around from it?
I've been cut off by it through threats and everything else. I can't speak up. Everyone explodes.
Anybody have anything to say on his behalf?
On his behalf?
Well, probably for his case rather than against it right now.
We were talking about exploding. I think Lester has had child almost really exploded on him.
Philip has exploded on him.
Jimbo has.
What happens? It causes all these people to explode. Now, somewhat from you, John Alcalicia, what do you do that causes people to explode on you? Everybody's exploded on you. It's not because they dislike you. Must be something you're doing.
I didn't mean to point that around I said something good
about him. I'm the one asking him if all these people
are
exploding.
The only way we can start over is to find out what's causing that.
If everybody's exploding, then there must be some basis for exploding, son.
Well,
they don't dislike you.
I think
that's hard. They come and go and dislike me.
Do you think that necessarily when someone explodes, that it means that they dislike you? I mean, you know, I explode to my, these boys who are legally mine, and yet I, as much as I know about love, I love them. But I explode. Well, I've really had it, especially with Stephen.
Well, it's just that these explosions carry on. These explosions carry on, and I get waves back Grand anarchist and love my body. When Charlie threatened me, he says, you know the real reason it bothers you that I threaten you with a knife in your stomach? This is because you love your body. And then in another council meeting, Joyce brought it up with Paula. And then the other day when I cut my finger and wanted a sufficient band-aid so I wouldn't get infection, Jan got all mad and says, you just love your body.
Well, I think it's true that none of us are analysts, and you've got to be able to get, you know, especially...
But how are you overreacting to all this? They're not supposed to be God.
You know.
This is an organization. They're not supposed to be the ultimate leader. They're here trying to do their job.
Another thing...
They're humanly possible.
But they're in control of the whole situation.
Are they? I'm here.
I know.
I've been here. I'm a radio contact. If you make some intelligent kind of reaction instead of a highly tempered reaction, those kind of reactions you can't deal with. But I react to criticism.
With these things that come against me, wouldn't it make anyone angry so much?
In my opinion,
to make a person so mad. I had a small furniture chair.
The writing's a little faded here.
I had a small furniture chair made for children, and it got a broken arm on it, which could have been fixed. And Tim just picked it up one day and took it out in the fire and burnt it. Didn't come to me, and if he, being a mechanic, has a wrench and it's sticking, and I threw it out away just because it was sticking, he sure would be mad. The chair could have been repaired. It took a whole day to make the chair.
Yeah.
Which wasn't made out half done lumber. And also, Tim's a big bully. When I built the nursery over there, he took the axe away from me. I said, you know I'm using that. I guess I have to improvise. He said, yeah, use your nose.
Well, where is Tim? Did you say you, I mean, you know, maybe he needed the act. I'm not.
He was just bullying.
I think.
You can't know what he was doing. All you can do is what he's saying. You can't know what his motivations are. That's what I'd like to hear the rest of you saying. What, a while ago you said because the guy that was helping the case was Jeff. He said, Jeff's right, all right. The gal helping the case is May, and he said, May's right.
You showed, now, whoever happens to be
your... Whoever feeds you a particular position you're trying to make, you defend them. Not because you're partial to them, I like them, but because it builds your case. I think it's wrong if you did that. I think, but...
I think it's possible.
About how many times has anybody here had something thrown away that didn't belong to them, probably, or... I mean, if they wanted, shouldn't have been done, or they were talked too wrongly. But everybody left on the basis of that.
And I think it's possible that people can just have so much confrontation with one person that they get up to here, and maybe they aren't so, they get to where they're less and less objective. Maybe not. And I'm only saying that if you stay, which I hope you do, there should be a starting over. And all preconceived ideas, if possible, you should wipe yours out, and everybody else should wipe theirs out about you. But it does seem that you believe the people that are in the situation the way you to support how you're looking at things.
Every message that you've ever had to Father has gone back to Father, and you haven't believed it. And I think we're going to have to put it now. Every single.
Holy now, well, Chuck B asked Charlie T if he could go see his girlfriend. Chuck Bagman got a girlfriend?
Yes. We were down the river getting lumber. The girl came to the boat in the daytime, asked for Chucky. That night, Chuck Bagman asked Charlie if he could go see her, and he said, Chuck, now Chuck, wouldn't that make an interesting subsequent father contact? He said, he looked at me and just now, wouldn't it, Lester?
What do you mean by that? That would make it all of an interesting talk. That is a very good thing to be doing. What did you take for that, son? You think you're trying to cover it or something there? Is that what you mean?
What were you saying? Were you trying to...
That's where you got to watch your paranoia, Les. That's his way of saying, now this is a fine thing to be doing. Is this the kind of thing we want Father to hear on Easter?
Well, I sure thought he was...
Trying to cover?
Covering for Chuck, and also... They sure didn't bring it up in the meeting when they got back here. It was sure was covered then. In a little private meeting.
Well, maybe so. Maybe it was covered. I suppose we do cover and forget. You can ask if he was covering. Ask him.
Were you covering?
I had forgotten about it because I never looked at her as being his girlfriend. It's been a joke, really, because during the day, what Lester's not telling is during the day, there were several people that came by and spoke to Chuck and talked to him. He lived in the place for 2 months, I believe.
Yeah, I lived down there.
He lived down there and he got acquainted with everybody, and this happened to be the local school teacher who it was.
She wasn't your girlfriend? Or you never had anything to do with her?
She wasn't your girlfriend.
Because I heard about it from some of the guys that were down there with you. And Brown out the teacher?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck was something else as a friend when he was down there. He went to a dance with something like that. I asked him what his girlfriend, he said no.
You went to the dance.
Well, the Indian guys that were with you, said
that
she was your girlfriend, because some of them made good sense. And I cannot get my mind just begin to daze about it.
Them Indian guys usually just talk on
him. Well, he said, I heard him tell me about him having a teacher girlfriend. He knew a girl down there that was a teacher, and then these guys told me something about a teacher. And I know that he didn't get together with them to get in on the same story.
Yeah, more than that.
So it's a corroboration of something. Whether he just talked to her or spent time talking to her in front of the guys is you know.
They got jealous.
They got jealous, probably.
Son, can't you capsulize those things rather than have to read all this? Like you're saying here, that somebody, the child did somebody, he let somebody use, go back on the cat, he didn't take them off, and somebody else, he didn't. She faded your writings, faded. I can't hardly read it. Somebody else did something, they got by with it. Yeah. Might got by with something, you didn't get by with it, or something, I guess is what you're saying.
No, I don't know. It's impossible to remember everything and every way you treated another situation, so you do it exactly like it. And often people that are so suspicious of other people's motives, they need to look at their own motives and handle it. I'm talking to you, Les. When they're so suspicious of other people's motives, they should look at their own.
You look at what you'd be doing if you were in it.
You're projecting. And it's impossible when you got all of these people. It is not possible for me to remember how I treated Jimmy when he did something wrong, and then how I treated Stephen if he did the same thing. I can't remember.
We have some contradictions. Charlie is accused of being overly hard on his children. By not his children, but people outside. Then one. Then you're saying he's being under. They both can't be right. And I've seen him be very firm, very, very firm with them.
Others in the report say he doesn't know it.
There's others in the report that say the same thing.
And yet, and you say you show favoritism, and you're one of the most positive statements he's made about anybody. And he said it in a point of feeling of needing to get this job done, desperation. He can do these jobs, and I need him so. He did such a good job out there. Point out what you did. It's just obvious you want to make a case to go home.
I read one part here at the end. He says, anyone who has been here as long as I have is truly dedicated. How long have you been here?
I'm going to put up with this poor treatment.
Boy, when I have seen the hell that Father Jim Jones has gone through for the 26 years I've known him, talk about poor treatment. And I mean by people, his followers, some of them.
Oh, most of them.
I think
woman look at a baby in her arms, sweetheart. If you look at that strong, if you feel less concerned by your treatment.
If you could remember, this baby's, this mother's holding this baby in her arms, and in last desperation trying to squeeze milk out of her breast, if you look at that question closely.
I don't know, we don't have that picture with you.
You don't have
that? I've seen that picture, and we do have one here somewhere, but I don't know where it's at.
You ought to be both. So,
we all have our bad times, but I remember that.
It looks like dried up leather, and the poor desperate woman looks at us. So you see, if I operated like you did, sweetheart, I would be up the shit creek. If I operated like you did, everything that you, everybody's wrong with you, you wouldn't have no leader, you wouldn't have no cause. There'd be nobody to fight your battle when your time comes. And with you where you're going, you're going to have to leave me sometime. Because you're thinking too much of what you've given, how much you've done, how much you've put up with. Now, if I felt that way with Arnold, when I risked myself going to jail twice for him, and he just forgets it the next day. You see, you've got to dwell on what guilt you should have in view of what the world's needs are.
Too caught up in your own.
Yeah, you're building a place of survival that could not only be for people's temple, but for thousands of others refuge. If you geez, you could use this as a base to move back, even. Whereas they're going to be prematurely wiped out because there's such an apathy in America. There's no labor movement, there is no social consciousness, there's absolute racism, as I told you in Boston. I told you, not, I didn't embellish a thing. I told you just as it is. Racism. Wayne Gretler begging to come back from right where you're at in Seattle. Wanted to get out of there because the racism is so bad on him and his black wife. Washington's filled with it. We talked to, we talked to people in Washington about the prejudice that exists in Washington State. They're Mormon. He had to admit it was terrible. Prejudice everywhere up there. And he's got an opportunity to deal with what the hell you know, what people think of you. I know people hate me. I'm the authority for you. People hate me. They don't. People don't question about it. They hate me. People don't like me. He acted as this, the L-I-T-T-L-E, because I don't want him to feel any condemnation about it. He just did what everybody feels. He just acted it more normally. Everybody hates God, a true Savior. They hate him. That's just some kind of Savior that builds up people along the line they want to be built up, built up ego. I'm hated, man. That don't bother me. I do what I know is right to do. You know, you can build a thing, compost out here. You should have been building compost.
Right.
But the hell's it going to go if these people are doing to you, one way or the other?
You get fed every day. You got a roof over your head, and you say you believe in what's
being taught properly every day.
You say you believe in what's being taught, so as long as you have your other needs met, and, you know, what difference does it make?
Oh,
the thing is, you're paranoid. The treatment here isn't that unequal.
You had your friend, you had your friend with the fella, you had your friend with the gal. Nobody made a big issue there. You had no claims.
And you can go to these people if you got problems.
Well, you look at the things that you did, you didn't get by with what they did, but you got by with some stuff they didn't get by with. It bounces out.
Don't expect perfection out of
others. I want to propose for leadership, and you cannot lead until you follow, man.
Wow.
Well, what?
My opinion is that the leadership I'm under, not under yours, but under theirs, I haven't had much to follow.
Well, follow your own consciousness. Then do your job.
Have you been run down there, up and down the river with a man or a woman?
No.
Okay. You can follow that, can't you? He works hard, and he saves money, and he tries to be carefully frugal, and he got good PR ability, for the most part, knows how to talk to people, got a certain stance that comes off well. Then he has nothing to follow. He tries to be fair enough to run down and get you. He said, would you win it? He'd get you your lunch? You don't think that's something, you think that's not different than most people think about? Most people don't give a damn whether you get your lunch or not.
I know that.
And he jumps up in the middle of this.
You just knock your own case under, that's it.
You look too much to the negative.
Lester, one day, Jim Bode said something to me that made a lot of sense on it. He said, we can't look at personalities. We can't look in the and argue personalities and stuff, because we'll get nowhere. And you made a real good point. I think you ought to think about that. It's just really ridiculous.
You're a good source.
Go back.
You're a good source of information. That's very helpful to organization. You notice these things, and you should know these computers. But you shouldn't personalize them. It should be more of a repertorial aspect. You may be getting all personalized here, like you're being given specially bad treatment.
How am I supposed to clear these things up if they're true or not true? When I can't bring them to a meeting and have confrontation?
Well, I hear comments. And I've read it too someplace.
Oh,
it's not here. But you act irrational when you get
there. You can't have a reasonable confrontation.
What's that? Can I hear you?
You can't
have a reasonable confrontation when you lose control of yourself, because then nobody can communicate.
You also have a way of turning into a pantomime where you absolutely infuriate people, and that's why it's probably the reason it blew up.
Pantomime.
He mimics people when they're talking. Imitates us.
Also, I have this label itself, I also have a hard time speaking. And so I do speak in that manner too.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. You don't have to mimic people.
What's it? I'm not mimicking like they're saying.
Well, you are, right?
After a conversation turns into a mess and
that's everybody else's fault when it turns into a mess.
Yeah, but everybody's happy to get you.
Unless.
No one's happy to get you.
Unless, if there's several times when, like, being in a meeting is ready to say something to you, you just cut us off, right? Cut one of us off when he talks to you, right in the middle of what we're saying, and you go through the little stages of how this one said this, or that one said so, and you won't listen to the words anybody else is saying or something. And it gets everybody up by one.
I noticed another thing that, especially during the meeting, when confrontation was taking place, you go off on tangents. Like if somebody makes a remark that starts it off, you'll try to answer them. Somebody else takes a remark, and before you finish answering the first one, you'll take off answering them. Pretty soon you got about three or four remarks you're trying to answer all at the same time. You're going all around, and pretty soon everybody's just completely fogged in as to what you're driving at, simply because you think everybody has you wrong on everything that they bring out.
You're putting yourself too important, son. You might realize and then be able to explain things more if you didn't put yourself too important.
Les, the very fact that you said, well, I only mimic people after that conversation gets out of hand. What if everybody mimics everybody else in the conversation? You think that justifies you mimicking them?
I don't mimic them for to build my case in the argument.
Well, why? You shouldn't. That naturally makes them angry.
I do not really mimic him like they say. Like they're all saying, Chuck.
Technical point.
That's a technical point. Now I have to get defensive and go back.
But you're defensive when you try to defend mimicking at all. You're defensive.
If I'm accused on it, what am I supposed to do?
Well, what do? Do you mimic or not mimic?
Let him give some examples. I'm not trying to throw anybody off.
Okay, Bo, give one.
Three mornings ago, I was trying to get a work situation straightened out with Jeff. And as I was trying to talk to Jeff, Lester out of the blue started one of these panorama type things. I don't know exactly all the words he was saying, but he wouldn't hush about it. I finally had to drop the thing with Jeff. I finally got upset at Lester, and I told him that he should shut up, because after all, trying to get this work organized, and all the sweat and blood that Father puts out for this program, and he still wouldn't hush. And so practically everyone here at the breakfast table had spoke to Lester about hushing up, and he was still doing this mimicking. And he wasn't even in on the conversation to start with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and then Jim Bogan and I went out of here with a misunderstanding.
You already had your misunderstanding.
Well, because you interrupted the course of conversation.
No, not because I interrupted. Davis jumped in and said, Jim Bogan says, why didn't you get those banana sticks up for the whole week? And Davis says, it took a whole week. And I said something to Davis, and that's when Jim Bogan misunderstood me, thought I was getting on.
That's not the course of the conversation. He said, what are you going to do with the workers for the first hour and a half?
That's the point. Now, how could you make it really wrong? And I don't hear you analyzing yourself enough, sir. I don't hear you saying what kind of a horse's ass you are, because everybody is.
It's everybody else's fault.
There's
you're not
justification.
Wrong at all.
And you're contradictory. You think you subconsciously, I'm not accusing you of any conscious desire, but you give me you're going back to work, and you ain't got no more intention, you're going back to hunt that wife. You know that. You give me a bullshit case. Take me for some kind of a damn dumb fool and let you get out of here. No, I'm going to stop you. If you haven't got the stamina to take it, I'm going to stop you from going.
Don't
give me no damn dumb case about going back and doing all these remarkable things for the cause. But if you really care that much, you stay here and build compost instead of us having to deal with people we don't know at work performance and we have to hire and we can't trust to perform. We don't have it at heart to do it. You stay here prepared for people that could escape that rat back there rather than go back there and be a part of it by hunting some capitalist woman who you build up in some damn illusion because you had some religious insanity. That now you're going to give her a justification. You went back the second time to People's Temple and socialism is not insanity.
Sure.
And so she still rejects that. And you're still going to go back and give that woman all that time. And there's a couple thousand black people waiting on a chance for life, and you can do it more than anybody, because Charlie says, when you get to going, you can turn mountains when you get to do it, when you want to work. When you want to get something done, you can turn mountains. So you want to throw 2,000 black people's lives away for one honky-ass bitch. That's what it boils down to. So I don't want to play games with you. I've always been able to talk frankly with you. I don't like that. So if you want to go back there, for that, let's just call it what it is and face your own guilt, because I have to face mine. Don't try to dress up this ship and blame this one and that one and another one and nitpick. All the stuff they did wrong, they should have done. Should have burned your chair up and all that kind of stuff. They should have done that. But how many things you done, you should have done either. That's not justifying what they did wrong. That should be corrected, and it should be presented, and it should be presented in a logical attitude and should be corrected there. But you sow discontent when you get disturbed. You sow it to others. You get around people and create their negativity. And you know you do that. And you help create some of the antagonism that comes your way. Couldn't have all that antagonism coming your way without doing it. Because you're not ugly. People do react, unfortunately, to physical appearance. You're not ugly. So they're not reacting to that. And they unfortunately react to certain handicaps, which is a terrible animal condition that's not been moved out of socialism. And that isn't there. So it's a personality characteristic they're reacting to. They go around threatening to beat all of this one and that one. probably too much of that virus, but you seem to be getting a little bit more of it than the average. Thank you. I certainly feel better about you getting something from some of the other things. That's kind of you. I've just been drinking, and all you guys sitting here doing nothing.
Whenever we're conducting a meeting, it can go on in such a tone where it is in a halfway normal thing. And if something is brought up that Lester is not even a focus point of it, I mean, it's just that he was, he wasn't even a focal point. He gets up, he gets very hostile and hateful, and he interrupts the whole meeting. The only time that he will conduct himself in a civil manner.
Did anybody read those things? Give us some synopsis
of that. The only time he'll... he'll conduct himself in a civil manner is like whenever somebody's here from the States.
Paranoid that you keep falling.
everybody talks about shifting their body into social beings, you got to talk about it. You don't want it brought up, it's automatically brought up. It's the nature of your request.
Yes, we know what
it is.
What?
Is that what they're doing?